Those who knew him as either Baker's husband of 10 years or Medley's white knight of almost two says Bullinger showed no signs of a double life. He was a pilot, so it could have been easy. But there was nothing secretive. He seemed great, says Medley's friend Rebecca Lorenz. For Medley, a massage therapist, who had lost a baby in 2011, and her husband Todd Medley to a heart attack in 2014, meeting Bullinger when he walked into the spa where she worked had seemed like a dream come true. Mike was the first time I saw Nadja smile. He was a new start, says Lorenz. Peyton would call him Dad. Friends say she had no idea that when she moved from Ogden to Idaho to live with Bullinger, that he was also living with Baker in Ogden. And Baker, who had retired from a 33-year teaching career, mostly with blind and deaf students, just a week before she was killed, seemed to have no idea her husband was having an affair. She just thought her marriage was perfect, says her brother Lyle Baker. But in June 2017, when Baker decided to surprise her husband at the Idaho house they bought together, Bollinger's two worlds crashed into each other. She shows up unexpected, and there's a confrontation, Donahue surmises, based on the evidence he's seen. It was a spur-of-the-moment crime. Baker's other brother, Byron, still doesn't understand. Just pick one and tell the other to go home, he says. You don't kill them. He didn't show any signs of being a mass murderer. But Bollinger's first wife, Jackie Garcia, with whom he has two grown sons and a granddaughter, saw a darker side. Her marriage to Bollinger ended after years of infidelity, she told the Idaho Statesman. And his second marriage ended when he started the relationship with Baker. Throughout, she says, he was a master manipulator. Mormon when he met Garcia in college, he later attended a Hindu temple with Baker and told Medley he was an atheist as she was. As Garcia told the Statesman, he was whatever somebody needed him to be, which is exactly what haunts Donahue, as the sheriff believes Bullinger could still be alive. This guy was slick, says Donahue. He obviously had charisma with these women. It's very possible he could have reinvented himself again, and there are some compassionate people who take him in. It keeps me up at night. I want this guy to be found.